Joshua chapter 2. Now Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two men from Shittim to be spies. He said, "Go and look over the land and Jericho." So they set out and came to the house of a woman who was a prostitute. Her name was Rahab. They settled in to spend the night there. It was reported to the king of Jericho, "Some Israelite men came here tonight to spy on the land." So the king of Jericho sent messengers to Rahab. They said, "Bring out the men who came to you, the ones who came to your house, because they have come to spy on the whole land." Now the woman had taken the two men and had hidden both of them. So she said, "Yes, the men did come to me, but I did not know where they were from. When the gate was about to be shut at dark, the men left. I do not know where the men went. Go after them quickly so you can overtake them." But she actually had taken them up to the roof and had concealed them among the stalks of flax that she had spread out on the roof. The men of Jericho then went to pursue them along the route to the Jordan that led to the fords. The city gate was closed just after the pursuers had gone out to pursue the spies. But before the men lay down, Rahab came up to them on the roof. She said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land. Because of you, terror has fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land are melting in fear before you. Indeed, we have heard that the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea in front of you when you came out of Egypt. And we heard what you did to the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og. We heard that you devoted them to destruction. We heard, and our hearts melted, and no one's courage could hold up any more against you, because the Lord your God is God in the heavens above and on the earth below. So now, please swear to me by the Lord that since I have shown kindness to you, you in turn will show kindness to my father's house. Give me a trustworthy sign that you will preserve the lives of my father and mother and my brothers and sisters and everyone who belongs to them, and that you will spare our lives." The men said to her, "If you do not reveal what we are doing, our lives are pledged for your lives, even to the point of death. Then when the Lord gives us the land, we will show mercy and faithfulness to you." She let them down through the window with a rope, since her house was built into the city wall, and she was living inside the wall. She said to them, "To the hill country. Get moving, so the pursuers do not catch up with you. Hide there for 3 days until the pursuers return, and then you can go on your way." The men said to her, "When we come into the land, we will be free from this oath that you made us swear, unless you tie this bright red cord in the window through which you let us down, and you gather your father and mother, your brothers, and your father's entire household into your house. If any one of them goes outside the doors of your house, his blood will be on his own head, and we will be free of guilt. Anyone who is with you in the house, his blood will be on our heads if a hand is laid on him. If you reveal what we are doing, we will be free from the oath that you made us swear." She said, "It will be done just as you have said." Then she sent them out, and they went away. She tied the bright red cord in the window. After they left, they went up into the hill country and stayed there for 3 days until the pursuers had returned. The pursuers had searched for them all along the route, but they found nothing. So then the two men set out to return. After they had come down from the hill country, they crossed the river and came to Joshua, son of Nun. They reported to him everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "The Lord has without doubt given the entire land into our hands. What's more, all the inhabitants of the land are melting in fear before us."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.